Okay, so Freilichen Chanukah, and because Chanukah is almost over, I figured it was appropriate to start speaking about Asar V'Teves already, because, as you know, us non-Hasidish type Jews kind of enjoy like fast days, and they keep us very happy, and Yom Tov and like Chanukah make us very sad. So therefore, we will speak about Asar V'Teves. Asar V'Teves is unique among fast days for two reasons. One is the occurrence of Asar V'Teves that happens on Erev Shabbos, as it does this year. And that's something that we'll discuss in terms of how long you have to fast in this situation, etc. There's an interesting history of Asar V'Teves on Fridays. And there's also another interesting element, which is the conversation about Asar V'Teves that falls out on Shabbos. Now, our calendars do not have this anymore. Asar V'Teves in our calendar does not fall out on Shabbos. However, there is an interesting comment that we'll get to in a few minutes that talks about Asar V'Teves on Shabbos, and it led to an entire literature. So let's begin by discussing Asar V'Teves on Shabbos, and then we'll move on to Asar V'Teves on Friday. The Mishnah in Megillah basically says that Be'elu Amru Makdimin V'lo Ma'achrin, that when it comes to reading the Megillah on Purim, so we make it earlier rather than later. No, that's the first Mishnah Megillah. It says that Megillah can be read on 11, 12, 13, and 14, and 15. Right? You can't go before 11, you can't go after 15. And the Mishnah says, Makdimin v'loma achrin, that we push the Megillah reading earlier. If you can't read it on the 14th, because you're people in outlying villages, so then you read it earlier, you read it on the Yom HaKnisa. So about these, we say, Makdim v'lo ma'achrim. How Avol, the Mishnah says, Zman atzei kohanim, tishabav chagiga and hakel, ma'achrim v'lo makdimin. When it comes to sad occurrences, like Tisha B'Av, the Mishnah says, so if you can't fast Tisha B'Av on the proper day, if the proper day is Shabbos, you can't fast on Shabbos, so the Mishnah says that Tisha B'Av, when do we fast?
Sunday.
Ma'achrin v'lo makdimin. Right, Tisha B'Av gets pushed off to the next day rather than pushed earlier. Okay. Says Rashi, an interesting comment. Rashi says, here in Megillah, Avazman Atzei Karneva. So Rashi tells us when this comes from. It comes from in Meseches Tanis, etc. And then Rashi writes, Imchal Liyos B'Shabbos Ma'achrim L'Yom Acher. V'chein Tisha B'Av, Shechal Liyos B'Shabbos. It's two lines before the end of the Rashi. Tisha B'Av that falls out on Shabbos also. V'hu Hadin, V'Shivasar B'Tamuz L'Asar B'Teves. Right? When Shivasar B'Tamuz L'Asar B'Teves falls out on Shabbos, when do you fast, says Rashi? Ma'achrim V'lo Makdimin. You fast on Sunday rather than on Thursday or Friday, and certainly not on Shabbos. Right? That's what Rashi says. How can we choose Tisha B'Av? So Rashi says we choose Tisha B'Av because Tisha B'Av is Huchbolo Botzaros. It's a day that had a tremendous amount of bad occurrences. Other fast days, however, Ratzu Masanin, Ratzu In Masanin, we'll talk about that as we move on. Okay, so the position of Rashi is that if Asar B'Teves, he says so explicitly, falls out on a Shabbos. So we actually fast on Sunday. And the Rambam that you have over here says the same thing, that when Asar B'Teves falls out on Shabbos, right? This is the Rambam in Halacha Hey, the second line in the Rambam, the end of the line. Aval echad me arba'a yimei hatzomel shechalios b'Shabbos, dochen oso la'achar ha'Shabbos. If Asar B'Teves or Shivasar B'Tamuz falls out on Shabbos, you push it off to Sunday. Again, the idea is that because these fast days are actually sad occurrences, right? That's what we're talking about on Hanukkah. Because they're sad occurrences, we don't want to make it earlier. We make it later. The only fast day that we make earlier is Tainus Esther, because Tainus Esther, as the Sefer Rokeach is famous for saying, right, is a Tainus Shel Simcha. It's a fast day of enjoyment, because we're happy to reenact the Purim story, so therefore Tainus Esther is earlier, not later. Okay, so this is standard Judaism. Comes along the Beis Yosef. And the Beis Yosef tells us something that's a little less than standard. The Beis Yosef quotes that Reb David Abujraham, Kasa Behuchos Tanios. Ready for this one? Sha'asar B'Teves, hu mishuna misha'ar Tanios. Asar B'Teves is different than all other fast days. Shem ha'yichal b'Shabbos, lo hayu yicholim l'tchoso l'yom acher. If Asara B'Teves falls on Shabbos, what do you do? You fast on Shabbos. You can't push Asara B'Teves off to a different day. You fast on Shabbos. Why not? Why don't you push it off? Mipneishen nemar bo, because Yechezkel says about Asara B'Teves, be'etzem hayom hazeh. Kimo b'yom ha'kipurim. Just like on Yom Kippur that the word be'etzem hayom hazeh appears, so Asara B'Teves is like Yom Kippur. And therefore Asara B'Teves, just like Yom Kippur, we fast on Shabbos. That was this year. I think Yom Kippur was on Shabbos this past year, right? So Asara B'Teves, if we'll be on Shabbos, says Abu Jerham, so we're going to fast on Shabbos. So the Beis Yosef has an editorial comment. He says, V'lo yadati minayin lo zeh. I have no idea where this came from. Now, what this comment means, I don't know where it came from, is basically the Birkei Yosef, the Chidah, and others take this as a point that the Beis Yosef is asking on the Abu Jerham, hey, you can't just make your own drushas. There's no Gemara that says, Be'etzem hayom hazeh about Asara B'Teves. You made it up. You don't have the ability to make anything like this up. So, therefore, the Beis Yosef rejects the Abu Jerham, and he says, Abu Jerham, you are just wrong. And in fact, we know that we do not fast when Asara B'Teves falls out on Shabbos, which it doesn't, but if it would fall out on Shabbos, we still wouldn't fast, because this drasha is just made up completely. It doesn't make it to Shulchan Aruch, it's just completely rejected. Now, it happens that Rav Soloveitchik is quoted in the book Nefesh HaRav as saying that this Abu Jerham is just a complete mistake, and obviously no one in their right mind would ever say that you fast on Shabbos when Asara B'Teves falls out on Shabbos. Okay, fine. The Arsa Meach, however, has an interesting idea. Now, we're talking about this for a reason, because it will, even though it's not relevant at all, Asara B'Teves does not fall out on Shabbos this year or any year, but it can't. Asara B'Teves can't be on Shabbos, but still this is relevant, and we'll get there in a few minutes. Says the Arsa Meach, how do we understand this Abu Jerham? The Abu Jerham says that if Asara B'Teves would be on Shabbos, so we learn out Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh about Asara B'Teves, and Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh about Yom Kippur, therefore you fast. What does this mean? So he has the following suggestion. The Ma'bit writes in the Kiryat Sefer, the Ma'bit was the son of the Maharit. Right? The Maharit was the Rav in Svat in the 16th century, and his son, the Ma'bit, was the Rav in Svat in the 16th century. Right? That's basically, father and son could both live in the same century. That's a Chiddush. So the Ma'bit and the Maharit, they were famous in terms like Shemitah controversies, etc. So the Ma'bit wrote a book on the Rambam called the Kiryat Sefer, and he says as follows, that, you know, why don't we fast on Shabbos? Why is it that we don't fast on Shabbos? The answer is, because Shabbos is supposed to be, right? Yeshayah says, V'karasa l'Shabbos, right? You're supposed to enjoy Shabbos. And most people don't enjoy it when they're fasting. For that reason, the Gemara says that a person who has a bad dream, and it's nafsho aguma alav, and you really are very depressed because of your bad dream, so you're allowed to fast a tanis chalom on Shabbos. I had a student who walked over to me today, said he had a really bad dream last night, is he allowed to fast? I said, no, on Chanukah we don't fast. So he says, but tanis chalom you're allowed to fast on Shabbos also, olam then. So I told him, yeah, that's true, but we pass in Shulchan Aruch that you only fast on Shabbos if there's like three really bad dreams, right? If you see the Sefer Torah, if you see a Yom Kippur during the Elah, there's only like three dreams that are mentioned that you fast. Most of these dreams, we don't fast. He says, what do I do? So I told him he should daven by the Sfaradi Minyan tomorrow morning. And when the Kohanim Duchen, he should say the prayer for the dreams, and that will make his dream good. So he said, well, what about doing Katovas Chalom? Like, he wants to do all the fancy. So I said, I'll go to the Sfaradi Minyan tomorrow. So, yeah, whatever. So
you told him to do that Katovas Chalom if he was a Kohen?
If he was a Kohen himself. Could be. Hey, we do Hatavas Chalom sometimes, but hey, honestly, my impression is that when most people today have bad dreams, they're not really that nervous about it. They're just like making a big deal, so they want to do Hatavas Chalom. And I don't think people are really that nervous. We don't take dreams all that seriously like they used to. Maybe some of us do.
Well, no, there's a whole literature and psychology and Jung and Freud, but I don't think, again, maybe
it's just me, I don't take dreams all that seriously. So, the point is, The point is that we don't fast on Shabbos because Shabbos is supposed to be onig. It's supposed to be a day of enjoyment. And therefore, if my eating on Shabbos would not cause me enjoyment because I had a bad dream and it's nafsho aguma love, I feel so sad because it's a bad dream that the eating itself would pain me, so therefore I'm supposed to fast on Shabbos because the fasting in that situation causes my oneg Shabbos, right? Oneg, enjoyment is subjective, no? Right? That's why the Magen Avraham says if you don't like fish, you don't have to eat fish, right? Because oneg on Shabbos is subjective. So the Aruch HaMeach has the following comment. He says the reason why we don't fast on Shabbos is because of Oneg Shabbos. And he quotes in the Mabit, Dibish Shabbos, let's pick it up on the top line. Dibish Shabbos me ace la ace, Laila v'yom is aser min ha-Torah lehis anos. Avo b'yom belvad eino aser min ha-Torah. First idea. Oneg Shabbos means I have to enjoy Shabbos. What does that mean? That I have to enjoy every second of Shabbos? No. If I enjoy a little bit of the Shabbos, at any point during the Shabbos, I enjoy it. So that is good enough. So he says, okay, if that's the case, so the prohibition to fast on Shabbos is only to fast all 24 hours of Shabbos. If I eat at night, and then I fast all day, I'm not in violation of the prohibition of fasting on Shabbos. So far, so good? Next step. Based on this, he wants to say why the Gemara, the beginning of Megillah, says that Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi wanted to get rid of Tisha B'Av, and Tisha B'Av fell out on Shabbos. He said, you know what, maybe there's no Tisha B'Av this year, and then the Gemara argues with him, and the Gemara says, no, we'll still have Tisha B'Av that year. We'll just push it off. So the question is, how come he only wanted to get rid of Tisha B'Av when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos? Those of us who know the calendar realize that if Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos, Shiva Aser B'Tammuz is also on Shabbos. How come he didn't want to get rid of Shiva Aser B'Tammuz? So he wants to say, oh, well, there's a big difference. Because Tisha B'Av begins the night before, and you fast 24 hours. So Tisha B'Av, you can't fast, right? You can't have a Tisha B'Av on Shabbos, because that would be in violation of the prohibition of fasting on Shabbos, which is a prohibition for 24 hours. But Shiva Aser B'Tammuz, right, we don't fast that night, we only fast during the day. Therefore, for Shiva Aser B'Tammuz, right, since I only fast during the day, so I'm not in violation of Oneg Shabbos, because I ate at night before, and everything is good. Okay, point one. Point two says the Or Sameach. The Or Sameach was Remeir Simcha HaKohen of Dvinsk. He also wrote the Mesha Chachma. He's famous in Zionist history, no? Because he wrote the famous letter that after the Peel Commission of 1937, so Sar Pachat HaShavuos, so even if you held that the Shalosh Shavuos were binding at some point in history, and therefore you couldn't go en masse up to Eretz Yisrael, but after the Peel Commission, so then the nations allowed us to go, and therefore the Shalosh Shavuos are no longer binding. That's the famous Or Sameach. He wrote something about San Remo also, no? Whatever. Okay, so the Or Sameach says, V'nira, let's pick this up in the fifth line. V'nira, d'zeh tam shehevi habeis Yosef in the name of the Abu Draham. D'ilu chal asar b'tevis b'shabes hayu mis'anin, mishum d'ksiv be'etzem hayom hazeh. V'zeh mishum d'taynis yom levar, eino asar d'var Torah, v'lochein hayu l'cholim mis'anos b'shabes. Says the Or Sameach, this explains the Abu Draham, that you're allowed to fast if Aser B'Teves falls on Shabbos, because since Aser B'Teves, you only fast during the day, not at night. So therefore, there's no problem with fasting on Shabbos.
So you need special drasha, why does it only apply?
So the problem is this whole Or Sameach makes very, very little sense, no? Because the Abu Draham is talking about only Aser B'Teves. According to the Or Sameach, every fast day that is not a 24-hour fast should apply on every fast that you could fast on Shabbos. So that's a very strong question on the Or Sameach. There's a fellow, Rabbi Yitzchok Sirotskin, who used to be a Rosh Yeshiva in Telz in Cleveland. He had some fight with the Hanhala of Telz and they kicked him out. So then he started a yeshiva in Lakewood like 3 years ago. Right? People know about this? Okay. So Rabbi Sirotskin, in his Sefer Gevuras Yitzchok, he has a whole essay where he wants to argue that maybe Aser B'Teves is fundamentally different than all the other fast days. It's very difficult. It doesn't sound like the Rambam holds that way. But he works very hard on this question. It's a difficult question. The Or Sameach has a suggestion about Aser B'Teves. He wants to defend the Abu Draham, but it doesn't really work. Okay, fine. let's put all of this aside now, and now we'll talk about this year. What happens when Aser B'Teves falls out on a Friday? Or for that matter, any fast day falls on a Friday. Do you fast when it falls on Friday? What's the answer?
Yeah.
Right? Do you fast all day? Or do you stop the fast at some point?
How do you fast on the Erev Shabbat?
So our practice is that we fast Erev Shabbos, right? We haven't had this in a few years, so you have to go through some of the dinim. Yeah, our practice that we fast. It's a suffix in the Gemara. The Gemara at the end of the third parak in Erevin has a question. Let's pick it up from the top source on the second side. V'amar Rabba. Ki avinon bei Rav Huna ibayalon. Rabba said that when we were students and we were learning in the yeshiva Rav Huna, we had the following question. Bar bei Rav di Yosef b'ta'anisa b'malei Shabbata mahu l'ishlumei. Let's say you are a young yeshiva guy and you are fasting on an Erev Shabbos. You're fasting on Friday. Mahu l'ishlumei. Do you have to finish the fast?
What are you fasting for?
So, unclear. The simple meaning of the Gemara is that it's a tainus yachid. Why are you fasting? Because you decide to fast. Sometimes people like to fast. You decide to fast for a day. The Sefer Torah fell. I don't know. That's why you're fasting. So the Gemara asks, do you finish the fast or not? Lo hava biyade. He didn't know. Asoy lakame drev Yehuda. Lo hava biyade. Right? There's a good question. No one knows. Do you finish the fast or not? Amar Rava nechaz yana. And Rava says, let's look at it. D'tanya, and he brings a raya from a case of Tisha B'av Shechalios B'Shabes. Chin er Tisha B'av Shechalios B'Shabes. Och v'shotu kol tzarko. Malot al shulchano afik esud shlomo b'shato. When Tisha B'av falls on Erev Shabbos, so you eat something. Basically, the Gemara tries to bring a proof from the case of Tisha B'av, goes back and forth. There's a story that Rebbe Kiva once ate here in the Gemara on the fast day that fell on the Friday. Then the Gemara concludes, Darash Marzutra Mishmei Derav Huna Halacha Mis'anin U'mashlimin. So it should be unambiguous that when a fast day is on the Friday and the Gemara is comparing the Tainus Yochid to a Tainus of a Tzibur, it's comparing Tisha B'Av to an individual fast, right? The Gemara's question is about an individual fast. So then we bring a proof from Tisha B'Av. So the conclusion of the Gemara is halacha mis'anin u'mashlimin. There should be no question whatsoever that you have to fast. What's interesting, though, is that historically this was a big divide, and Professor Sperber, in his fourth volume of Minhagei Yisrael, has an essay about this. I'll give you some of my comments on his essay as we go through it, but really he puts it together very nicely. He gives the sources of Tainus Esther and Aser B'Teves that fall out on Friday. A whole discussion. Do we ever have Tainus Esther on Friday?
No.
We have it on Thursday, right? When Purim is on Sunday, right? So should be Tainus Esther should be the day before Purim, but we don't fast on Shabbos, right? So we also don't fast on Friday. We push it back to Thursday. It happens that if you look in the Me'iri, the Me'iri has a sefer called Magen Avot, where he defends the practices of Provence, no? Basically, Provence is the French Riviera, right? So, the Jews in Provence had this interesting blend of Minhagim, and they were constantly being attacked from Jews in northern France and Jews in Germany about their Minhagim. So the Me'iri writes a book called Magen Avot. Basically, a good chunk of the Magen Avot is just telling you, and don't argue with me because the Ravid already said it. That's the basic idea of the book. The Ravid was known as like being the greatest figure in Provence. Right? That's what the Me'iri himself calls him. The Gedolei HaMefarshim is the Ravid. So the Me'iri has two opinions about what happens when Tainus Esther should be on Shabbos. So he says in certain communities they fast on Thursday, but we don't do that in Provence. In Provence, we fast on Friday, and he defends the practice. And this actually does come up in Shulchan Aruch. And it says in Shulchan Aruch that if Tainus Esther is on Thursday, because it was pushed off from Shabbos, and there's a bris on Thursday, so you have a yontiv, so what are you supposed to do? So the Rambam says, you know what you do? Fast on Friday. Now, I think the later Achronim say, no, we don't do that anymore. Right? We don't do that anymore. But there is this Friday fast exists not only in the context of Aser B'Teves, but also exists in the context of Tainus Esther, and that's what Professor Sperber has this article about both Aser B'Teves and Tainus Esther. So, Gemara says, when you fast on Friday, it's Mis'anin U'mashlimin that you fast all day. Tosfos in Erevin.
You mean, when you say all day, you mean from morning?
From the morning until? Until Kiddush. Until after Shabbos begins, after Tzeis HaKochavim, probably all of our fast days, even though the Gemara and Tainus on Daf Yud Beis says, Kol Tainus Shal Shaka Alav Chama Lo Shmei Tainus, any Tainus that the sun doesn't set on is not a Tainus, which sunset today was, what, 428? But we assume that, no. We assume that fasts don't end right when the sun sets. Fasts end at Tzeis HaKochavim, which is how long after sunset? Well, it depends who you are. In the show, generally, we follow the position of the Vilna Gaon, the Chumradic version of the Vilna Gaon, which this time of year is at 28 minutes after sunset is... 28 minutes after sunset is going to be when Tzeis HaKochavim is. It varies on the time of year. It's based on different degrees of darkness. For fast days, the show has always been using on their calendars something called 36 minutes after Shkia for the end of the fast. But the fact is, I just decided not to change it. But really, the fast ends a few minutes before that. Okay, fine. So the point is, when the Gemara says that Mis'ane Umashlim, that when Aser B'Teves is on the Friday, you fast a complete day, Tosfos writes, Perush, Im Yirtze Lahashlim, Dishari Lahashlim, Debayahu, Im Yishari Lahashlim Ilo. Tosfos completely reinterprets the Gemara. Tosfos says, you know what the question is? The question is, if there's a fast day on Friday, are you allowed to fast the entire day? So the conclusion of the Gemara is, Mis'ane U'mashlim, that you can fast the entire day if you want to. But of course, if you want to stop the fast earlier, Matov U'manoim. That's the position of Tosfos. Then, the Tosfos Shans, quotes, Umori Omer B'Shem Reb Yedidya, Dafir Reb Yossi Opalei Odi Yochol L'Hashlem, Mir Gam Reb Yossi Modei, Eino Rotze L'Hashlem HaRashis B'Yado. Right? So the Tosfos Shans quotes that opinion, that if you don't want to fast the entire day, you don't have to. Then he quotes in Rabbi Yehuda, Amar. Rabbi Yehuda is the Re of Dan Pierre. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, that's Osir Lahashlim. The Eino Nirali. In other words, the Re said that you're not allowed to fast the entire day. Okay? So the position of Ashkenazi Jewry in these situations, traditional Ashkenazi Jewry, was that you were not allowed to fast the entire day, or you certainly didn't have to fast the entire day. When the Tainus is on Friday, you would not fast all day. Now, what's the reason? The reason is that we don't want you to enter Shabbos when you are menuval, when you're all disgusting. Eat something before Shabbos, enter Shabbos like a mensch. That's what Ashkenazi Jewry assumed. So it's unclear how early before. In some of the later Rishonim, the Maharam of Rutenberg says from the time that you could accept Shabbos already, that's when the fast ends. So that's at Plag HaMincha. You know, you can make early Shabbos. You can make early Shabbos during the winter also. It's just a little bit inconvenient. Right? So from the time that you could make Shabbos, according to Maharam of Rutenberg, that is when the fast could end. The Ravid is interesting. The Ravid has an approach that, yeah, sure, the fast ends early, but ending early means that it ends at Shkia rather than Tzeis HaKochavim. It ends at sunset rather than Tzeis HaKochavim when the stars come out. Well, that's the position.
Same thing.
What?
If they can't make Kiddush, yeah.
So, no, but you could daven early. You could get a few extra minutes. No, you could get an extra half an hour. Daven Ma'ariv early. Make Kiddush right after. Or you can make Kiddush even before you daven Ma'ariv.
People want to go to shul. They don't want
to... The whole shul will daven early.
Oh.
Right? Daven early, and then you'll... Everyone is fasting. So, the Chachmei Ashkenaz traditionally did not fast the entire day. Now, that's Chachmei Ashkenaz in all of its permutations. In Provence, the Minhag of the Ravid held that they would fast only until Shkia, even though most fasts they would go till, even though every other fast they go till Tzeis, when the fast is on Friday, they'd go till Shkia. The Maharam of Wittenberg, the practice in Germany, was that they would stop earlier. That they would stop after the time that you could make Shabbos, apply Kamincha. And Tosfos says, well, you could fast all day if you want to, but you don't have to. Right? That's Tosfos's interesting approach. Chachmei Sfarad, interestingly, I just didn't want to give more than two sides to the sheet, so I didn't print them out. But the Chachmei Sfarad, the Ran and the Ramban and the Ritva on these Gemaras and Erevin, they all say that when the Gemara says Hilchos HaMasano Mashlan, that means that you have to fast the entire day. And that's basically the way it ends up in Shulchan Aruch, according to this simple read, no? Let's read the Shulchan Aruch here. Im kibo alav lehitanot be'erev Shabbos. This is a case, let's say, an individual decides he's going to fast on a Friday. Sarech lehisanos ad seis hakochavim. You have to fast until nightfall. Im lo shepirish b'shas kavosa tainis and shiyashem atzibet tefilasan. Unless you spell out, you speak out at the time that you accept the fast, I'm not going to fast all day, I'll only fast until the tzibur completes davening. Hagah, so that's the Mechaber. The Mechaber says fast all day. The Ramah says, V'yesh amrim de lo yashlem. You don't complete the fast. El miyad sheyotze mibeis hakneses yochal. Lachain, betainis yachid lo yashlem. V'tol lefashkin b'shas kabas hatainis. U'betainis tzibur yashlem v'hachi nahog. The Ramah is interesting. He has a split. He says, if it's an individual fast, if you're fasting because the Torah fell, you're fasting because you want to do tshuva yourself, so then you don't have to fast the entire day. Right? It's better if you speak it out, but you don't have to. For a tainis tzibur, you should fast the entire day. So what's interesting over here is just that the Ramah ends up paskening, right, not really like Ashkenazi psak, no? We would have expected, the way Shulchan Aruch should work, is that the Ramah is following the Ashkenazi Rishonim. But over here, for some reason, the practice is that in the Tainis Tzibor, both the Mechaber and the Ramah agree that you have to fast the entire day. And that's what we do. We fast the entire day when Aser B'Teves falls out on a Friday, even though the position of Ashkenazi Rishonim was not like that, the traditional position. Now, Professor Sperber, in his article on this topic, again, it's Chelak Daled of Minhagei Yisrael, page 204 and going on. So he does something which I think is really not correct here. He assumes that the question of whether you have to fast all day or not depends on a different question. If you remember when we saw that Rashi right at the beginning, so Rashi quotes from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Ches, that Ratzu Misanin, Ratzu Ein Misanin. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says that during times of tragedy for Jews, so all of the fast days are obligatory. Right? That means that Shavasar B'Tamuz and Asar B'Teves, all those fast days are a real obligation. So much so that you would keep all the stringencies of Tisha B'Av on all the fast days. But today, fortunately, the things are good. So Ratzu Misanin, Ratzu Ein Misanin. If you want, you fast. If you don't want, you don't have to fast. Then, later on, they decided that, you know, we'll accept all these fast days. Right? There's certain things that the Jewish people accepted to do, even though, technically, it's not an obligation. So what's interesting over here, what Professor Rabbi Dr. Sperber says, is, you know, maybe the tradition of not fasting the entire day is only at the time that the fasts themselves are not obligatory. But once the fasts themselves became obligatory, so then you would be obligated to fast the entire day. This is what he suggests. It's a huge mistake, in my opinion. It's a huge mistake. Because already the idea of, that they accepted the fast on themselves is Gemara. Right? That's way before the Rishonim. Yeah. It's just, I don't understand what he was doing in this essay. Again, if someone meets him, you can ask him. I don't know. But I don't understand what he was doing. Okay. So, the question over here of whether we fast all day is a little bit funny, because Ashkenazi Psach should be, al pi svara, I would think, that we do not fast all day, because that's what Tosfos says, that's what all the Ashkenazi Shon Tosfos, Maharam of Rutenberg, and the Ravid, all the Ashkenazi traditions don't fast all day when Aser B'Teves falls out on Friday. So Lamaisa, how can we fast all day? So I have the following theory, which I saw Chacham Ovadia Yosef referred to in passing. He has a tshuva in Yabia Omer and Chilok Vav, Simen Lamed Aleph. Which is, let's continue, let's go to the end of Shulchan Aruch. The end of the Shulchan Aruch that we were reading, this source says, "Im hu tanis chalom, tzarech lehis'anos ad seis hakochavim." Right? That, let's say the fast day that I'm keeping is a tanis chalom. It's because I had one of those bad dreams. I tell my students not to have. Right? So you have one of those bad dreams, so then you have to fast the whole day. Even the positions of the Ramah that says for a tanis of a yachid, for an individual fast, you don't have to fast all day. But for a tanis chalom, you do fast all day. Why is that? So the Mishnah Berurah comments over here, and it just makes a lot of sense. Says the Mishnah Berurah, letter Chof Gimel, at the bottom of the page, Afilo hayish omrim hanal modu bazeh, shaharei afilo b'shabbos atzmo yachol lehaschil o lehisanos. That on Shabbos itself, you could fast also, if you have a bad dream. So therefore, right, if I am fasting a bad dream on Friday, so let that fast extend into Shabbos. What's the problem? The Shabbos won't be properly honored, but if I'd have a bad dream on Shabbos, I would fast on Shabbos also, according to the Gemara. So here also, I can just continue my fast from Friday into Shabbos. Yeah. Frida?
No, I realized it wasn't really a question I was saying. Shabbos, you wake up in the morning with a bad dream, but it's not an issue because it's only a daytime fast.
Right. Right. So again, obviously, we're not assuming like that Ar Sameach. Right? The Ar Sameach's position that we mentioned earlier doesn't seem to be accepted. But therefore, I have the following theory. How come Ashkenazi Jewry fasts a complete day this year when Aser B'Teves is on Friday, when we really shouldn't? Right. That's our question. You know, the answer might be because we're basing ourselves on the Abu Draham. No. This phantom Abu Draham who says, yes. Aser B'Teves, I could fast on Shabbos anyway. So therefore, maybe every other fast day, if it would be on Friday, in theory, we don't have it. But if it would be on Friday, there's no Shabbos B'Tamas on Friday, there's no Tzom Gedalia on Friday. Tzom Gedalia always feels like it's on Sunday. Do you ever notice that?
Yeah.
It's like very weird. It always feels like Sunday. So the point is that Asara B'Teves, since I could have Asara B'Teves on a, if Asara B'Teves would be on Shabbos, Abu Draham would say I'd fast anyway. So therefore, right, I don't stop my fast early. Even though Ashkenazi Psak in theory should be that I stop my fast early, so as not to enter Shabbos when I'm fasting, but this is Asara B'Teves. And Asara B'Teves, I could fast on Shabbos anyway. That's my theory as to how this Psak evolved. But again, you could take it or leave it. This is just my theory. Halacha l'maaseh, so Ashkenazim fast the entire day on Aser B'Teves. What does Sfaradim do? So it says in Shulchan Aruch that Sfaradim fast the entire day, no? Right? But Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah points this out. This is like a little bit backwards. The Mishnah Berurah points out in the Bir Halacha here in Siman Reish Mem Tes that the Mechaber only says you fast the entire day if it's a Tainis Yachid, that you accepted yourself. But Tainis Tzibur, maybe the Mechaber says you don't fast all day. That's what the Bir Halacha, it's opposite. Usually we assume a Tainis Tzibur is more strict than a Tainis Yachid. But for Sephardi Jewry, the Mechaber says they could not. They don't have to fast all day. That's what the Mishnah Berurah writes. He says if you read the Mechaber, he's only talking about Tainis Yachid. And the Tainis Tzibur, they could finish early. Why would that be so? So he wants to say that the idea is that the Mechaber in the Beis Yosef really holds like the Tosfos. That when we say that you fast a complete day on Friday, that is if you want to, im yirtze, like Tosfos said, if I want to fast all day, I do. Okay, so if that's the case, so let's work it out. If I want to fast all day, I could. Most people do fast all day. So when I accept the Tainis Yachid, I'm accepting on myself to do what most people do, which is that they fast all day. But Tainis Tzibur goes by the strict halacha, which is you don't have to fast all day if you don't want to. That's the backwards Bir Halacha here. So, can you stop at sunset instead of at Tzeis HaKochavim? So Ashkenazi Pesach is that we fast all day until Tzeis HaKochavim. But again, you definitely don't go crazy about Tisa Chomer. I don't think there's any reason whatsoever to ever keep 72 minutes for Matzah Shabbos. But if you do keep 72 minutes for Matzah Shabbos, when it comes to, you know, something like Aser B'Teves or whatever, you should certainly, try to dive in pretty quickly and eat. Yeah, you'll be somewhat hungry because it's going to be like 4:30 already. So you'll be somewhat hungry, so you should try to eat as quickly as possible. Or 5 o'clock, it's like 27 minutes. After Shkia, Shkia is going to be like 4:28. So around 5 o'clock is when the fast is technically over. There is a whole literature also in the postgame about when Aser B'Teves falls out on Friday, do you dive in the long fast day mincha? No? Do you have the Kriyas HaTorah at Mincha? Yeah. And do you...
Why
shouldn't you? So, the Agur is quoted by the Beis Yosef. Where that Beis Yosef in, like, the first source? The Agur quotes, Shbali Halakha, She'in Korn B'Sefer B'Mincha B'Erev Shab, Shishchabo Echa Me'Arbat Somos Halalu V'Lo Nahagu Kein. Right? That you don't have Kriyas HaTorah. Why that would be, apparently, is because people are getting ready for Shabbos. And you don't want to distract people from the Shabbos preparations, so you want to condense everything. You want to have it shorter, so therefore the Agur felt that there is no Kriyas HaTorah. Our practice is that we do have Kriyas HaTorah, but we do not have Tachnon, and we do not have Avinu Malkeinu at the Mincha. Because it's already Erev Shabbos, so we don't say Tachnon or Avinu Malkeinu. There is a literature in postgame about trying to daven Mincha early. That's very complicated this time of year, because the day is condensed. So most poskim assume you should try to daven mincha early to finish everything in time. Question is like this: let's say you start davening mincha late, and then by the time you're up to Kriyas HaTorah, whatever, it's already nightfall. Can you still lane? So you should try to avoid that. Don't do that. But
how do you do that? Then you daven Shmoneh Esrei.
Daven Shmoneh Esrei when it's nighttime. So okay. So Dayan Ehrenberg, no, the Dvar Yehoshua, and his tshuva is he's makel on doing Kriyas HaTorah and davening mincha and nightfall in these Aser B'Teves types cases. Again, we should try to avoid that. So this is some of the literature about Aser B'Teves that falls out on Shabbos, and falls out on Friday. And in my opinion, the two issues are actually related, that the reason why we fast a complete day on Friday is in part because we would also fast if Aser B'Teves would be on Shabbos. So I thank people for holding questions. Mostly there was actually some requests recently that people should try to hold questions during this year. So thank you. If there's any questions now, we could take them. Yeah.
I have a question about just fast in general. Some people eat before the fast begins. Is that a problem with Lo Sochu Al Hadam?
So we assume it's not a problem with Lo Sochu Al Hadam if you're eating before half an hour before Amud HaShachar. The question is, when is Amud HaShachar? Okay, so that we could figure out, but there's no problem. Alpi Kabbalah, you're not supposed to, no? Alpi Kabbalah, once you go to sleep, I think the Arizal was very machmer on this, that once you go to sleep, you wouldn't eat anything until after you daven shacharis. But according to the strict halacha, it's permitted as long as it's not within the half an hour before Amud HaShachar.
Why is it only on Friday, but we wouldn't make it on Friday?
Right, so Tainus Esther, again, there were communities that made it on Friday. We don't do that anymore. Why not? We assume that a tainus on Friday is like a bad thing. Once it's not the regular day, anyway, you may as well fast on Thursday. And it's just like the weirdness of our calendars that no other fast can fall on a Friday. That's just the way it worked. Okay, any other questions? No? Maybe? Okay. Thank you very much for coming. So next week, I would like... Actually, would people be interested in... choice. Amir al-Nahri for the next 2 weeks or Muktzah? Muktzah? It's one vote for Muktzah. Only one vote. Huh? Again?
Finals the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, finals are hard.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Any other thoughts? What I was planning on doing is like maybe Pekuach Nefesh, Amir Ola Nachri, and like getting into some of the meatier Shabbos topics. So I'm going to be going to Israel three weeks from now, so I'll miss a shiur. But the next 2 weeks, I'd like to do some topics in Shabbos. Any votes? We vote on Muktzah? One to nothing?
Muktzah sounds good.
What?
Muktzah sounds good.
Muktzah? Okay, so we'll try Muktzah. Okay, thank you very much.